Hello, hello! We are live! Woo woo! It has been a minute, friends, and I say that to my LinkedIn audience. I also feel like I have to mention this is turning into a podcast. So if you're listening via my Own Your Awesome podcast, hello, hello! Welcome to another episode. And if you're listening via LinkedIn, I haven't done an awesome conversations in a little bit. I took a break over the summer and then it turned into the new year. Life happens. Life was lifing. So I just want to say hello and welcome to another awesome conversation with a woman who is changing the world, or at the very least, my world, and she can change yours too. So I'm actually very excited to have this guest on today. It's Jessica Perillo. Hello, Jessica.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. I'm trying to find us on LinkedIn so I can watch the chats. Yep, here we go. All right, friends. So if you are watching live, because there is a bunch of you who RSVP'd, so that's exciting. If you're watching us live, feel free to say hello in the comments. Where are you watching from? And if you are listening on the podcast, you can always come back and watch the replay and join in on the conversation. Jess and I will be watching the comment section of this live conversation for quite some time. So it'll almost be like you're with us time traveling, if you will. Ooh, watch out. You know, I love me in some time travel. All right, Jess, let me get focused. Tell me all about you, who you are, how you roll, and who you help.
So as you mentioned, my name is Jess Perillo, and I am an intuitive coach and manifestation mentor. So I work with a lot of women, mainly female entrepreneurs, who are ready to unlock their next level in their life and business. And so I do that in a couple of different ways. I help them discover or rediscover and strengthen their intuitive intelligence. I help them understand how the universe communicates through decoding the language of signs and synchronicities. And I help them become master manifestors in their life and business to really step into who they are meant to be and who they're ready to be. So that is what I do.
I mean, so many things. I'm writing it all down. Like, okay, how the universe communicates. I'm still trying to communicate with my dogs. So the universe is next level. And a master manifester. I mean, stop it. Like, say less. Seriously. Like, tell me, how do you even become this person? Like, how do you talk to the universe? And how do you become a master manifester? Like, did you study this stuff? Like, give me a little bit of the background. How did you get into it?
I did not actually study. It was kind of divinely guided and inspired, to be honest, this business that I've now created through doing exactly what I teach, which is leaning into my intuition, following the signs, and really being intentional with what I am trying to create. So therefore, I saw the ramifications and all of the evidence in my own life. And so I thought, why not teach it to other women who are wanting to do the same thing? And so it's sort of snowballed into this incredible business. And I'm just so excited for all of the women that I get to work with and watch them become master manifestors in their own life and watch them really lean into their intuition and create everything that they want to create, everything that they desire. Is truly a gift to watch.
It really is. And I got to be completely honest, friends. I already know all these answers because Jess is my coach. I mentioned that in the intro. I mentioned that in all the copy. And if you're listening on the podcast, you know, I talk about her like all the time. Like she's probably like, please stop saying my name. Like all the time. And so I will often credit the work we do together, the work that you have introduced me to the success I had, especially last year, like different things that I've studied, Kabbalah, how to speak to the universe, because I do that now. It's just like a thing I do now. And you're right about the evidence, right? So that's what I wrote down when you're giving us some more of the background. It starts to compound, if you will, the more. So at first people are like, what are you talking about? And then they're like, what are you talking about? Tell me more. And so then you learn a little bit more and you try some of the things that you teach. And then next thing you know, you're seeing it play out in your life. You're seeing the evidence of, I call it evidence of awesomeness, but you see the evidence of what you teach and how it's real and how it works. And I swear, like, if you watch my content at all, my trip to Hawaii, my Jack Canfield book, like all the craziness that 2024 brought to my world in such a good way happened due to this, like me incorporating and embodying this type of lifestyle, this teaching. So tell me what type of evidence you've found in your life or in your clients' life. Like what, actually, first go back. What do they come to you for? Like, do they come to you and say, I want to be a master manifester? Or like, what brings people to you?
I think the craving for clarity, to be honest, is what a lot of women come to me at first seeking, because a lot of women are feeling like they are being called for more, or they desire more, and they're just feeling unfulfilled or not on purpose, or wanting to create big things. They know that they're meant to do big things, and they don't either necessarily know what that looks like, what that even is, and how can they figure it out using some of the tools and techniques that I provide. So a lot of times it starts with that. And then once they start to get clear on exactly what they want, it just starts to evolve from there. And because and my guidance is intuitively led, everybody's experience is different. So all of my clients have unique experiences. And I think that's the true magic, because it's not a one size fits all sort of coaching method. It really is tapping into my own intuition and helping them develop their own. So it really is like a beautiful process of that whole self-discovery journey.
I love that. And I think that's what really attracted me to this work and to you, is because it wasn't another framework to follow. Like, it wasn't like, do my 6-step process and magic will happen. It was like, no, like, it's almost like, so I have a background in life coaching, and they teach us to draw out the answers from the clients, not to give them the answers. Now, I have a hard time with that, 'cause I'm like, do this, trust me, you know? So, but I love, it's kind of very similar. Like, you teach me how to read my own signs and how to trust my intuition, so it's never wrong. Like, can you imagine? Like, I mean, you're not going to say I guarantee you'll be successful, but it's essentially like, if I'm not successful, it's because I didn't listen to myself. Like, how crazy is that? Like, I think that's the part that really drew me in. And I think that's what makes me so I drink the Kool-Aid for this type of work, because it works. It's leveled me up in so many different ways, obviously professionally, but personally, spiritually, even in my physical health has completely turned around because of listening and learning how to listen and trust my own inner guidance system. What has it done for you personally and professionally? I'm super curious, because obviously, like, this is a business, right? So what has it done? Like, what type of signs do you see? What has it done for you and your business? And like, yeah, give me some of your, like,
well, this whole business is a direct manifestation of following my own intuition and following the signs. So it has manifested into this beautiful way of earning income and also connecting with other women. And I think I would say that for sure is by far the most professional manifestation that I've realized. Mm-hmm. And so, again, my role is not to tell people what to do. It's to remind people that they already know what to do. And so that could look very different for everybody. But I think that really just tapping into my own intuition and following my signs has built the trust that I can now receive guidance, or I can see an inspiring idea and I can take action very quickly. The time that I allow myself to talk myself out of things is very small. And so that's one of the things that gets uncovered when we start to work together, is how to decrease that time frame of getting an inspired thought and taking the aligned action. Because it's in that space, a lot of times we all get stuck and then we don't move. And so it's working through that, I think, for me personally, has been the biggest shift in doing all of this work personally.
How do you decipher or help your clients decipher the difference between what they're intuitively feeling or divinely being guided to do versus just like the noise of being conditioned to think a certain way, or everybody else is doing it, so I, this is what my gut is telling me to do. How do we separate what is truly for us and what is just kind of noise?
I think before you can really start to differentiate, you have to get very clear on what it is you actually want. And this takes a lot of contemplation, to be honest, because a lot of times we don't know what we want. We know what we're told to want, or what our partner wants, or what our kids want, but very rarely do we actually know what we truly desire and want. So once you're able to get clear on what exactly you desire, then you can start to pay attention to the signs or the guidance that is coming in, and you can start to clear out a lot of the noise. So it takes some intention. It's not necessarily easy. It's very simple, though, by clearing the noise and getting clear on what you want. But it takes some direction, and it takes a lot of contemplation and some inner work to do that.
Yeah. It sounds almost like once you figure, at least that's how it works for me, is once I realize what I actually desire and not what I've either been conditioned to desire or what like I should desire, you know, like pay the bills. Everybody should pay the bills. But what I truly desire, then I think you can almost put a bullseye on it out in the universe, if you will. And for me, I feel like I'm calling that in. Like there's a hope, there's a beacon out there that I'm being like pulled towards. Is that what manifesting is? Or do you have a, like, what, how would you describe manifesting? And would you, what analogy kind of can you paint for people who are kind of new to this? Like what all that is?
I think manifesting is the actual art of manifesting, in my opinion, is a combination of setting the intention, having the desire, and then taking the aligned action. Because just because we desire something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to appear, right? There has to be some kind of co-creation process. There has to be some thing that we are doing. And that's the aligned action part, in my opinion. So desire is one thing, and then action is the other counterpart to that. So if you have desires, if you have things that you want to manifest, they are absolutely possible. Otherwise, you wouldn't have that desire, or you wouldn't want to manifest that thing. So it's very possible for all of us to have everything that we want, but it takes intentionality and it takes the aligned action to back that up, almost to meet the universe halfway, so to speak. Yeah.
I mean, the universe has a little more power than me. So can we do like 60-40?
Right. Maybe 70-30, as long as we're doing something.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, seriously. That I love that. And I, you know, like we desire a lot of things in this world. And to me, I remember back in the day when I started, it was very like vision boards and, you know, like, and The Secret, like, you remember that the Secret when that came out, it was like, oh, and everybody kind of like made fun of it. Like, oh, you want a car? Poof, there's your car. And I'm like, where's my car? I've been thinking about a car for a year now, but it's not like that. It is a little more strategic than just wish it and it'll be. But once you get into it, it does feel kind of magical. So what is the difference between, like you said, you got to meet the universe halfway. Like what is the difference? And not that you have to put a percentage on it, between what the universe is doing or what, you know, co-conspirating with the universe, like versus what we do, like how much effort do we have to put in versus how much we can manifest? Cause I feel like although you said the art of manifestation, so is it not an act per se, or like, what's the difference? What do we got to do? Just give us the answers. Where do I get my name?
I think in my experience, everybody's different, but in my experience, when I have a desire, or if I am trying to manifest something and I have put the intention out there, then I will receive guidance on what the next right step is. So I may not know all of the steps, and I probably won't. So I have to release, my part is releasing how I'm going to get there and just focus on what the next right step is. And that next right step is what we called the aligned action. And it's really about tapping into, does this action feel like it's in alignment? Does this feel right? Does this feel like it's in flow towards what I'm trying to call in? Or am I doing almost like quote unquote busy work? Am I trying to action my way through this process and just doing what I've been told, when I'm really feeling like this other avenue might be a little easier, might be more in alignment? So a lot of the work that I do with my clients is really deconditioning from how we've always done things and just trying to lean more into, instead of what I think I should do, what do I feel I should do? And it's really bringing that decision back into the body. Like, how does this aligned action actually feel? Because we will be guided. We may not logically know what the next right step is, but oftentimes we feel it. And sometimes it just takes a conversation to help draw that out. I mean, you know that a lot of times it takes just some questions to really uncover what the next right step is. And so I think that's why working with somebody, especially who has an intuitive sort of background or intelligence, can help ask the right questions to draw that out. It kind of shortens the process and makes that it collapses time, if you're familiar with that terminology.
So familiar with it now. I mean, back in the day, I would, now that I know the difference between the feminine and masculine energy, I feel like I was like very masculine, always working, especially in my 9-to-5 background in my back in the day. I was always very metrics driven. Not that we're not using that now. We'll get into that in a second. But like, I felt like I was too far in my masculine. And I even sought after coaches to help me lean more into that side, with heavy on the sales, heavy on, you know, like engaging like crazy on LinkedIn or DMing people like crazy. And so I just knew it felt wrong. It just felt off. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I started to look for some, and I always called it like a more spiritual coach, right? But mm-hmm. I mean, is that what you do too? Is it more spiritual, or is it, I mean, I know it's not religious, but would you say it's spiritual? Would you say it's feminine, you know, being on, you know, working in the feminine side, like a form of spirituality, or is it just a part of who we are and we just don't understand it yet?
I think it's all a part of who we are. Some would say that my coaching style is more spiritual than strategic, but I think that it's really all encompassing, because we are comprised as human beings of both masculine and feminine energy. And so it's understanding there are seasons for both, but you can begin to master, so to speak, how to flow in between the different energies in order to create results or to manifest or to do really anything that you want to do in life. But the first step is just being aware that those two energies exist. And when you're leaning too far in one or the other, because if you're too far in your masculine, then maybe you're not being open or paying attention to all of the guidance that you're being given from the universe or God, source, whatever force is speaking to you. But also, if you're too far in your feminine, then you're not taking any action. So you're sort of just waiting for it to appear, and that's not good either. So it's just a matter of really being able to navigate between the two energies and understanding exactly how that works.
Okay, so sitting in a bathtub with rose petals and champagne is not going to get me my desires.
Not if that's only what you're doing, right? But it is a beautiful practice to be receiving inspired inspired ideas.
I mean, maybe that's just where I'll meditate. But I mean, so women come to you because they're looking for clarity in their life. They probably are attracted to your energy and what you're saying. I know you live on Instagram and you dabble here on LinkedIn. And so they're probably very attracted to what you're saying and the results you're getting for yourself and for your clients. Obviously, I am one of those clients who have gotten massive results working with you. A lot of it started for me was your signs and synchronicities class. So will you tell me a little about that and tell me what it even means? Like, tell the audience what signs and synchronicities is and how that really starts to create that transformation that you see with your clients.
So I created a masterclass called Signs and Synchronicities, and it's available as an instant download. So what I've done within that masterclass is I really dove deep into what signs and synchronicities are, how to ask for them, and then how to receive them, so that you can begin to understand how the universe is trying to communicate with you, because it always is. And you are, whether you are conscious of it or not, you are always receiving guidance and signs and validation and affirmation that you are exactly where you are supposed to be. And if you can tap into that and understand that language, then you get to see how fun this whole process gets to be. So it really is, it's not only an introduction into signs and synchronicities, but it's also a reminder. So even if you are familiar with signs and what they mean for you personally, it's a good reminder, because oftentimes we forget, life gets in the way, and we forget that we are constantly being given information. And so I really enjoyed doing it. And it's probably one of my most popular things that people and clients ask me for.
Can you give me an example of what a sign is for any newbies out there? Because we do have a bunch of people watching live. So feel free to say hello, friends. Don't be shy. Chime in. Say hello. Ask questions if you have any. But yeah, what would a sign be?
So I always, the very first sign that I always talk about and that people will ask me about all the time is angel numbers. So if you are not familiar with angel numbers, they are just a repetitive sequence of numbers. So it could be 1111, it could be 555, or it could be something that's personal to you. And the easiest way to start dipping your toe into this world is to start looking for these angel numbers. And so you'll begin to see them on receipts, on the clock, on literally anything. You will start to see these reoccurring numbers. And then the next step would be to start to interpret what they actually mean for you, because every number, every sign, every synchronicity is unique and personal to us and to our experience. And so those are a lot of questions and a lot of work that I do with clients also is understanding that guidance and decoding it and allowing it to be what it actually is and understanding it. So I would say if you are open to it, start looking for angel numbers today, because it gets wild. It gets wild and it's so much fun.
It really is. I remember so obviously I see 1111 on the clock and you make a wish. And then sometimes I miss it. It's 1112. And I'm like, can I just still make that wish? But like the one that really stood out for me was back when I was writing Awesome Conversations. That's the name of this show. When I was writing Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn, my book was, we are in a mastermind. So Jess has a mastermind for women. I'm a part of it. And there's some other women too. I was coming up with when I should finish the book. Like Jess was holding me accountable. I was kind of stalling. And one of the women said, all right, I made you a landing page. It is a like a waitlist thing. And it says you're going to be, you know, the book is going to be done 1/24. And I was like, what? Like, I think it was like the beginning of the year. It was like January 1st. And I was like, 1/24? And I had to write this book in a month. Granted, it had already been written. I just had to like clean it up. But so we said, okay. Everybody held me accountable to 1/24. And did I not see that number everywhere? On my gym locker, a combination to something one time, on the clock. I mean, anywhere I looked, 1/24, receipts, you're not kidding. Like, I'm at the Hannaford. People are like, oh, it's 1/24. And I'm like, why are you announcing the time? And it was just the craziest thing to me. And we know our brain, the reticular activating system, when we start to filter out noise and I'm looking for 1/24 now, I'm going to find it. Right. And so that's kind of like, I bought into the woo of it, if you will, but also the science of it. Like we are now training our brain to look for things that are for us. And when we set the 1/24 to mean something for me, and then it was everywhere. So to me, so we figured, what does that even mean? Like, okay, I'm seeing 1/24 everywhere. And when we talked it out, it was confirmation that that book was coming out. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we did. I mean, hello. I mean, it came out, well, it was done on 1/24. And then when it came released, it was a little different date, but I had to finish it by 1/24. And that I think actually is what changed the trajectory of my whole year. And so I'm not saying go look for 1/24s, but I am saying that this is real. Like seeing signs, asking for signs, learning to communicate with your guides, your intuition, trusting your gut, like whatever you want to call it. There is this power, the Holy Spirit, you know how I talk. So, I mean, when the Holy Spirit's moving me, I got to move. It's not just telling me, like, it wasn't Jesus standing here being like, it's 124, 125. It was like, 124, girl, get your thing done. I was like, oh my goodness. So for me, it is very much learning this language and learning this way of seeing things. It gamified it, first of all, which was kind of fun, right? But it also, I feel like it removed a veil for me, so to speak, from, and it doesn't conflict with my belief in Jesus. It doesn't conflict with my Christianity, and no matter what people say, come at me. I found that it complemented it. And I found that it actually made me closer to God because the signs were coming from him. In my life, this is where the signs were coming from. Whether, you know, like, and I also believe my brother too, everything is very divinely guided, right? I've got two brothers that have passed. And for me, the signs could be coming from them. It could have been coming from angels. It could have been coming from Jesus himself. I think he's busy. I don't know if he cared about my book, but it turns out he did. But like, for, it was all very like connected, if you will. And I think that is what made it so much more magical for me. And I think that's why I had such a tremendous year and everything's kind of changed in my life, my business, you know, learning this and doing this type of work in myself, if you will.
Right. And I think just to follow up on that, we spend so much time in worry, in am I making the right decision? Is this the right thing? Do I do this? Do I make this move? And of course we do, we're human. However, if you can take some of that energy and that brain space and just move knowing that you're completely guided, that you are completely on the right path, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And that is a lot of times where signs come in and where I'm helping decode and interpret them. Because if you could think about how much more free you could move throughout your day when you take all of that out, and it's not to say it will all be eliminated, but if you can understand that regardless of what decision you make, it's always the right one, and you're getting that confirmation, you're getting that validation from the guidance that the universe is providing and your own intuition, then life starts to begin to flow with much more ease. You get to do things and it feels good. And it's crazy what begins to happen. It truly is wild.
It really is. I mean, feel free to visit, whether if you're listening or watching this, some of my old podcast episodes. Maybe I'll drop them in the comments or in the show notes. The one about the lottery ticket. Patty. Oh, Patty. Like, there's just so many different, like being in Hawaii, like, there are so many things that if you just listen to the podcast from January 2024 on, like, you're going to see a difference in my energy and the outcomes, of course. And you're going to hear me name drop Jess. We'll take a shot every time I say her name on my podcast. But I mean, it really does change everything. And I'm so grateful for the work you do. I'm so grateful that God put us together and that he made my thick skull let you in, you know, because my very masculine energy was like, I ain't got time for woo. I got stuff to do, you know, and it was so, it just held me back because now that I know this, I was like, what a dummy. If I just did this a little sooner. However, like you say, it's all perfect timing. I wasn't meant to do it sooner. Right. Would have gotten it. Yeah.
Right. And now it has, you know, more of an impact when you are introduced to this work and you can really begin to embrace it, then the impact can really be tremendous in all areas of life, not just business. Yeah. Literally any area.
Really? Like, it's funny, like when I work with like VPs of big corporations and I hear them talking about this stuff and I'm like, you do woo too? What? And they're like, yes, girl. Like, I couldn't have a business without it. And it's like the best kept secret, but I feel like it doesn't need to be anymore. I think women need to share the good news of this way of communicating. And even, and for me, a lot of it is prayer, right? Like, and so no matter what you feel, think, who you believe in, what you believe in, there is one creator, there is one source of our existence. And I think learning to co-create with that creator, that energy, God, that it's a game changer. How could you not have the life you're meant to live, the best life ever, reach your calling, make the most money you've ever made, connect with the most awesomest people, find your soulmate, whatever. How could this not lead to that when it already is starting to already? And it is like the light has been turned on. Although I already had a light turned on, it just focused it, I think, a little bit more and helped me to navigate the terrain a little bit better. So thanks for that, Jessica. All right. So you have a mastermind. You do private coaching, I assume.
Yes, I do private coaching.
Yep.
And I have the Signs and Synchronicities Masterclass. So all kinds of ways to work with me.
What's next? You've got courses, you got coaching, you got masterminds. What's next? We're always onto something bigger, better, more beautiful. I'll have to make up a little.
Actually, what is coming up next is actually happening next week. So Miranda and I are collaborating, and I will let her share all of the details.
All right, friends, I'll share some details. So if you've been listening, obviously, you know, I drink the woo Kool-Aid, and it has changed my life, my business, my relationships, everything. And I am now a fan for life of Jessica's. And so we've decided to partner up and do a masterclass, a 1-hour masterclass with some Q&A at the end. It's called Wisdom and Woo. I'm the masculine strategy. She's the feminine woo. And together we are it's just going to be the 1-2 punch you need. Oh, not a punch, the 1-2 flow. Punch is very masculine. See, I'm still working on myself, people. So it is going to be, we've learned that the combination of this art of feminine manifestation flow coupled with very strategic, purposeful, aligned strategy is the game changer. And you may have heard this in business, you know, but you've never heard it the way we talk about it. This is just a teaser, this conversation. So I'm very excited. We'll drop the link in the comments after this. It's very low ticket because we want this to be for everyone. It's, guess how much it is? Speaking of angel numbers, it's 111. Ah!
So there's your first angel number if you're looking.
Yes. So give me all your money. No, I'm kidding. So it is $111. It's a 60-minute masterclass. It's live. So you can ask us a bunch of questions about your business, your career, your relationships. Like, come to us, listen to what we have to share. We are going to blend the feminine, the masculine, show you how to do it, show you how we do it. And then, you know, let you off into the world. And of course, we're going to support you as people who now want to be there for you in your life and watch you succeed and achieve everything that you desire. What else you got for us, Jess? Any additionals? Did I miss anything?
I think that's it. And it will be recorded, right? So if you're not able to attend live, it will be recorded. Yes. But if you are live, then like Miranda said, you'll be able to ask questions and really sort of pick our brains on something specific that you're wanting to know.
Yeah, I love this because I am a huge fan of on-the-spot training, right? Like, this class is going to be magic. People are going to love it. It's going to sell out. It's going to be all the things. However, there's nothing more beneficial than being live in a course and asking the instructors right then and there what you're going through in real time. So usually when I teach my live LinkedIn classes, that's when people get the most from it because they're like, oh, I'm trying to do this. And I'm like, oh, do this because you're getting me in real time. I'm not filtering myself. I'm not like, oh, hop on a strategy call with me and give me money and we'll answer that question. No, you're going to get all your questions answered. And to me, that is like the biggest bonus. And people who will purchase it after, because we will sell it in the future, don't get that opportunity. So you want to catch it.
And the intuitive perspective too, because I'll be able to answer intuitively in that moment if there is something that you're wanting to know. So
I just want to say she's a psychic, but I swear she is. she hasn't added that to her title yet, but anytime I ask her something and she gives me an answer, it's real. So, all right. So that's what's next. We're going to put it in the comments below, but Jess, I'm going to end this how I end all of my interviews. Because the show is called Awesome Conversations. What is the last awesome conversation you had?
So as you know, I have a very strong connection with my own spirit guides, and it's something, and it's a practice that I have cultivated over the years. And so I would say my last awesome conversation was with them, and without going into too much detail, the overarching theme of their message was things are moving. So if you if you're feeling stuck in your life, in your business, in a specific area, things are moving very fast and things are being worked on behind the scenes, in air quotes, if you will. So just trust in that, knowing that things are, you are on the most aligned path. You are on the universe's superhighway, if you want to think of it in that terms. And it's a really beautiful place to be, because things are going to start moving very, very, very quickly if they haven't already.
Which is funny, because this has been the longest month ever. Yeah. Everybody I talk to is like, the January is the longest month, but let me tell you, something's happening this month. I feel it. I mean, obviously I'm tapped in, and whenever I need advice, I actually just go to Jess's guides. I don't Google anymore. I just say, Jess, can I tap into your guides today? And so when she says things are moving, working behind the scenes, for me, that says no matter what is happening, it's happening for us. And y'all know I've been through some stuff. So, and it's hard to think some of that has happened for me, but sometimes it's happening for them, the people who are actually involved. And sometimes it is a dot to connect to our future. And some of the things, like, you'll hear on past episodes, obviously check out some of the old stuff. Check out some of my previous awesome conversations. I talk a lot about my personal life and what I've gone through in the last 6 years or so. And it has always led to something else. And so I learned to trust that what's happening is supposed to happen for some reason. Sometimes I still don't have the answers, right? I'll never know why I lost two brothers, but I also know that in that process, they became spiritual guides for me. And so I try to focus on that. That's the part that's for me. And sometimes we don't get to learn all of it until it's time for us to learn it all. So I think that's an awesome conversation to have. I would love to have a conversation with your guides. I'll put them on speed dial. But thank you so much for your time and for sharing your energy, your light, and your awesomeness with us today, Jess. Where can everybody find you if they want to continue the conversation?
I am here on LinkedIn, but I'm mainly on Instagram. So I will share my Instagram handle in the comments. You can find me over there. And if you have any questions or want to connect with me, I would love to connect with you.
Awesome. All right. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. Yes, thank you. Thanks for being my first one back after quite some time and my first guest on my podcast. Yay. So no matter where you're listening, no matter where you're watching, please connect with us, shoot us a DM, let us know what your thoughts are. And if you want to be a guest on Awesome Conversations, shoot me a DM. I'd love to chat. Until next time, keep being awesome. Bye.